When America won her independence, there were thousands of men and women who remained loyal to England during the war. What happened to them? In some cases, they perhaps fared far better than if they had supported the Patriots. One family story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
In response to the Declaration of Independence signed in July of 1776, over 200 loyalists, like wealthy merchant Frederick Phillips III of Yonkers, New York, signed the Declaration of Dependence that same year.
Frederick Phillips set himself up against the Patriots, and they decided that he was a treasonous individual, and George Washington himself actually called for his arrest.
Kimberly Flook shares the story from Phillips Manor Hall State Historic Site. Phillips was taken to New Haven, Connecticut under arrest. He successfully argued for his release, given he was elderly. He was allowed to go back to his home in Yonkers under house arrest. He broke parole, though, and took his family and fled into Lower Manhattan behind British lines.
He stays in his townhouse down in Manhattan from January 1777 all the way up through the end of the war in 1783. When it becomes clear that the British are not going to recoup, he, along with the British troops, remove themselves from America.
Thousands of British soldiers and loyalists left voluntarily.
It's a good thing he did it voluntarily, because the Patriots pretty much requested very forcefully that he do so, and it was upon penalty of death for him or his children's generation to return to American soil.
The Phillips family left America and their beloved Phillips Manor and the surrounding 200,000 acres they owned.
The manor is taken as spoils of war. It is divided up in a way that would make it most easy to sell.
Proceeds from the sale were used to fund the fledgling government.
Frederick Phillips and his family settle in Chester, England. They petition the king for support.
The king gave them £100,000, a sum of cash equal to over $10 million today. Phillips Manor stands today, a piece of history over 300 years old. Traveling the countryside in Yonkers, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.